I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that other good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Trevor English on the line. He is the Director of Digital Marketing over at Peloton Group. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
So I'm definitely interested in getting more into what you're doing over at Peloton Group and how you're helping your clients with digital marketing initiatives. But before we do that, let's get into your background a little bit more. How did you get started in business?
Okay. Well, I have a rather interesting story of how I got into business. So I went to college for engineering. I have a civil engineering degree. So I have this highly technical background. And as I started working in the field, I discovered that maybe it was a little slower paced than I wanted to move. And I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I've always had a creative side of me. So I always wanted to write, and I decided, okay, while I'm still in school, while I'm still working on pursuing engineering, let's see if I can get into writing. So I sent out a bunch of cold emails to all sorts of blogs and websites where I could get into the writing field. And the first person I emailed responded. It was a website called Interesting Engineering, which is one of the largest engineering-specific websites across the web. And I worked there for free for 3 months because I didn't have any experience. I just wanted to get visible experience. And a combination of luck and hard work, after about 3 months, their senior editor ended up leaving, and they asked me to fill that role. So I stepped up there and became the managing editor there for Interesting Engineering, and even transitioned into some marketing work, which was my first foray into that industry. So I started selling ad space, starting getting involved in that industry. And one of the benefits to being a writer was that it was all very highly visible work. So I got a call about 6 months into that role where I got poached by a tech firm who had been sharing my content on their social media pages. And they started asking the question, well, why are we not taking, like, why can't we do that ourselves? Why don't we hire him and we can start taking credit for all of those interactions and page views and start building that ourselves? So I transitioned fully over into this tech firm. I worked there for a while and still am heavily involved with them. But I started creating content platforms for the technical industry, for engineering and science and that sort of subset of audiences. And that brought me to where I am today, where I work for Peloton Group. And we focus heavily on lead gen and specifically for these large tech companies and really reaching audiences that many would consider niche and not very social oriented. So it's been an interesting path, and I like to consider myself a combination of an engineer, a STEM communicator, and a digital marketer.
Wow. What a story. Taking initiative in college, doing your homework, obviously, working for free. I mean, you went really textbook with your approach. It's very, very logical. I can't claim you've been listening to my podcast that long. But that being said, you just summed up about three or four different podcasts in terms of advice that previous shows have given on the best way to really move ahead. So that super interesting. It's great the way you carved out your own niche in the space. What kind of advice would you give to that person? And now obviously you're years into your career. What kind of advice would you give to that new entrepreneur or that new college grad that wants to go into a field and doesn't know exactly how to get there?
Well, the biggest piece of advice that I still hold is just be willing to ask and don't be afraid of rejection, because that is what got me my start in this industry is sending out as many emails as I could, finding opportunities, and all you need is one person to say yes. And I got fairly lucky with my yeses, but I think most people will be too if you're sending out enough contacts and you're building that network of people that you have contacts to in that industry. And digital marketing specifically is an interesting career path because it doesn't necessarily require any specific college degree. Obviously, one in marketing helps, but it's pretty popular nowadays to broadcast digital marketing as you can make thousands of dollars and you can do all these things. But I, like you said, I would really encourage people to find your niche, find something and own that specific part of that business. And that's what I've tried to do is with my engineering background, I would probably go as far to say that there probably aren't very many engineers that are marketers now. So I think that's a really good niche that I found. And I would say for anybody looking to get into the industry, find your niche and find something you can do well.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Let's transition a bit. I want to talk more about and spend some time on what you're doing over at Peloton. You touched on it briefly, but let's go a little bit further. So what kind of clients are you helping, and specifically, what are you helping them with at Peloton Group?
So specifically, we focus on pretty highly technical clients, so like engineering, manufacturing, software companies. That we're all there. We're kind of highly technically minded in our background, but we focus on marketing. So a good fit for the story that I was talking about. But essentially, we're a contract lead generation, sales, and marketing organization with a focus on those industries with a skill set in those industries. And specifically myself, I head up the digital marketing side of that business, where we basically help to find pretty niche industries. So maybe an engineer who typically you might not think of as highly social, or maybe they might be a little more introverted. And we focus on getting reaching them on social media, targeting ads to them and pulling them into a sales funnel, pulling them into leads. But we also have a broader industry where we just focus on content and building social platforms and brands for different tech companies.
So let's talk a little bit more about that group that you're going, because they listen to this podcast. So I know they do, because they tend to be, if you just look at demographics, they tend to be, they tend to make good money. They like passive type content like podcasts and things like that, that they can engage in and somebody's not like forcing it down their throat, so to speak. What are some of the benefits of, so if they're listening to this podcast, they're thinking, I haven't done anything like that. What are some of the benefits that let them know that they're a good fit to start going down that path of marketing?
Well, I think the biggest thing when you're trying to target pretty niche specific industries with marketing is to have some general idea of who those people are, what they like, and what their interests are. So one of the things that we've been able to do at Peloton Group is basically take interest-based audiences and persona-based audiences and really build out a whole holistic picture of maybe who an electrical engineer is, who a manufacturing engineer is, and reach them maybe not just by saying Facebook target a manufacturing engineer or LinkedIn target manufacturing engineers, but it really approaching them as a whole person and seeing what their interests are. So just formulate an idea, have a general idea of who it is that you're trying to reach more than just a general marketer might.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Because really the goal ultimately is that you'd want them to kind of fall in love and follow your brand, right? And then the next step from that would then be taking them further down the funnel or telling your story further. No, that's great. And you mentioned that you also work with general brands. What kind of work are you doing along the lines for them?
So a lot of the work I've focused on digitally has really just been around building content platforms. With my background that in that content platform side, and what I brought to Peloton is really just helping brands start blogs, start passive content and lead generation platforms that let them build SEO traffic, build organic traffic, and build a content site that maybe isn't so brand central and isn't seen as an advertisement, but is something that maybe their users can engage with more heavily.
Any trends you're noticing in your industry right now?
I would say just that as a trend is building those content platforms. I don't think they're necessarily easy to tie to revenue or to tie to specific sales or marketing, but having them optically is great for companies. So having a blog, if you're an engineering company or if you're a software company that just talks about software, talks about engineering, I'm seeing a big boom in people wanting to do that, and have been for a while. Just to increase brand image and to give people a place to go from a trusted brand that just so happens to be maybe your brand that people would want to turn to for information.
No, that's great. And so it's kind of, I mean, those are the fundamentals, right? And so I mean, that those have been the fundamentals for a long time. As much as we complicate things sometimes with marketing, it's like, hey, the fundamentals still work. If you create great content, you create a great blog, a great, you know, thing that somebody you want to attract to your site has, and there's value there, they're going to come. No, this is great. So Trevor, hey, I just want to thank you for coming on the show and definitely for sharing your background and tips on how you've gotten to where you have in your career. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Trevor, thanks again for coming on.